lives, this is that time to really kind of take hold of balance, if you will. It's time to shake down and reassess. Are things going for you like you want them to? If not, what's missing? It's time to check how all of yourselves are interacting, right? And what do I mean by all of yourselves? You know, we're complex beings. We are complex beings. And so we have our whole selves include that rational mind part of ourselves. It includes our hearts, our emotional selves. It includes our force of will, our willpower, our will-centered selves. It also includes our spiritual beings. You know, that part that connects with the total, with the whole, with the rest of the cosmos, because in fact, we really are all one. And it's also our bodies, our physical natures on this planet, our little vessels in which we walk around. All of these parts of ourselves should be harmonized, should be in balance in order for us to be centered, to be grounded, and to be acting in our full power. And I think to be acting in our full power is pretty important right about now. There's a lot of work to be done. We're,
it's messy right now.
Look at our times in which we live. And so this is going to be where we, in fact, say, hey, Lynn, about those times in which we're living. Not only is this the Friday before the spring equinox, which is, again, next Thursday morning, but So we always like to do a little astro tarot around these equinoxes, solstices, you know, the quarter holidays, the cross quarter holidays, however you want to look at those days. But also, it seems like this week people have been under a whole lot of like hanging on to their last nerve with their fingernails.
Folks have been wound up kind of tight.
Yeah, and after about the 30th person says to me, "Hey, Ani, what's going on? I'm on my last nerve and I'm hanging on with my fingernails." I always think it's probably time to check in and do a little astro tarot, moment.
For me personally, I was too busy and too wound up tight to be checking in and looking at seeing what was going on with the cosmos. And I went, oh, this makes it, because a lot of what astrology does for me is put things in perspective and make sense. And I guess it makes sense because, this is something that's happening. And also because it will move on. Everything moves on eventually. We've had, mental energy is just wound. You know, I'm just doing this with my hands, which is not good radio, but it's just wound extremely, extremely tight.
For those of you with screens on your radio, if you could just check Lynn out at this time, you'll see exactly what she means.
Mercury is like right in the crosshairs in the middle of, it's trining Mars, but Mars is in Libra, not its very favorite place to be. Libra is ruled by Venus and it wants to go one way, you know, Libra are the scales. Libras will often talk with their hands and they'll go, well, this point, then there could be this point, and spend a lot of time worrying about that sort of thing, make good attorneys. But so that's where Mars is. And it's trining Mercury, and it that sort of puts a nice spin on the other part of what's going on with Mercury, was that it's squaring and a half, really, Uranus. And those are both very fussy, very nitpicky signs. If you've been running into fussiness and nitpicking lately, and also it's their nervous system. You know, Uranus rules your whole spinal column and nervous system. So a square is a tense aspect. Now, squares are something you can learn from. You can go through this tense aspect and learn from it. Sometimes oppositions, it's just, tension, attraction, tension, attraction.
She's making
tension.
The rubber band signal. I'm just going to go ahead. I'll go ahead and interpret Lynn's. So she's making the rubber band signal.
That would be opposition.
Showing opposition and tension.
That's opposition and tension. So that is. Now we are also coming up on a full moon in Virgo, another very fussy, fussy, nitpicky sign. But one thing we had this week that was quite lovely was Saturn trining the Sun in water. So it kind of helps in the middle of all this confusion and should I do this, should I do that, and people end up being able to get things done after all. Have you experienced that?
In fact, I have.
Listeners, have you experienced that? It's a little hard to get things done, but then there's this there was this calm little inner nugget of Saturn trining Saturn, and Saturn is about, you know, Saturn is pretty stern, and it's been in Scorpio, so it's intensely stern, and the Sun can also be thought of in the same way. They're both sort of thought of as the father. I don't mean that in a patriarchal sense, but we have fathers and stable male energy. And they're both in, so the Sun's in Pisces right now, which can be calming. And it's ruled by some expansive planets like, Jupiter, which has also been part of the mix this week also. With Uranus. Uranus is just very prominent in the sort of here and now chart that is of the moment. And Uranus rules computers, higher electronic things. And it's the higher vibration of Mercury, but they're both about our nervous systems and ideas and bright, sparkly, wonderful ideas. That can sometimes drive other people crazy when it's aspected the way it is now. Your ideas are driving other people crazy. Think about that, people. Just remember that. They're bright and sparkly. Write them down. My suggestion is write them down and think about them first. Also, if you're going to email people, think about it before you send. Right now, please.
I'm loving that.
For the love of God, please.
Righty-io. Thank you, Lynn. So, dear listener,
apart from that, how'd you like the play,
Mrs.
Lincoln?
The play's been fine.
So, yeah, we are going to have full moon today. So, and then that also, you know, that's like a swelling, a literally swelling of water in our bodies and tension. That, you know, kind of if you're bloated at all, that's a sort of tense kind of thing, and that should be starting to relax a little bit tomorrow.
Radio.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and remind folks that, well, this is your time. We are inviting your calls for little mini Astro Tarot lookups. We are here until 9 o'clock. I'm Ani. I'm here with Lynn. And we are inviting your calls now. 503-231-8187.
The lines are open.
Also, just to encourage you to give us a ring. Now in the studio, but also, you know, you could always find us on Facebook and you can like us there where you can find us as Positively Revolting. How did we come up with that name on Facebook? I don't know. You can also email us.
Because it's everywhere.
PositivelyRevolting@gmail.com. So those are the ways you can contact us this morning, and we'll go ahead and take Trout. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning, Trout.
Good
morning,
Miss Sue. My ideas drive everybody crazy.
Well,
but see, now you're in good company.
You don't hear me arguing with you, Trout.
Okay, I'm ready.
You're ready. You're gonna go. Okay. Yeah.
What's your birth stuff, Trout? I should know that, but I don't.
4:37 a.m. in Spokane, Washington, on December 25th, 1953.
Thank you.
Huh? He being the Messiah and all.
Yeah.
So you're the second coming. Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thanks for calling in this morning. This is the banter as we shuffle and calculate, which, you know, we're getting better at covering the dead air times of the show through the casual banter while shuffling and calculating. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and say your cards look a whole lot like this. It is an excellent time for you to nurture projects through, really paying attention to your own physical health as you're doing it, knowing that there is a deep connection between your well-being and the well-being of that which you are putting forth. This is the card of the farmer. It's the card of working deeply with the earth and with the plants thereof.
Well, that makes a hell of a lot of sense.
Okay. And you're also at this point able to give and receive good information. You're able to hear without being defensive things that you need to hear. And it's very important that you also speak without judgment on things that you need to give voice to. It's the card of collaborative criticism, basically.
Oh, right on.
So, yeah, the giving and receiving, reeling lies. What? What is this word I'm trying to make up this morning? Realizing that that feedback coming to you right now is probably particularly useful, as well as insights that you have for other people.
Right on.
And you're right there with the holiday, right there with the season. It's a time of renewal for you and of really getting in closer touch with an innate sense of playfulness and that sort of the energy of spring that is just about to burst forth all around us. I know yesterday I was in my yard and realized that we had jonquils coming up and are in bud now, and all of the little bulb
Daphne.
Flowers are starting to break through, and the daphnes in bloom. So that spring energy that is starting to burst forth from the earth, it's also right there, just a fingertip away in your own life, and that is, it's part of the fruition of hearing and giving this feedback, this good information.
Sweet.
Yeah, so that's what your cards say, Fishy.
Nice. Well,
so you said, Trav, did you say p.m.?
A.m.
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 4:37 in the morning.
All right.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's always Christmas.
For a second, because I put p.m. in there.
Ah.
So now she's recalculating.
So let me edit.
But again, I guess...
When
to look at the cards one more time, as Lynn calculates, sort of hearkening back to the idea that we need to hold ourselves in good balance right now. And so there's a lot of the cards speaking in that reading to the balance of the physical and the mental. It's time to sort of make sure that neither of those elements are neglected, and that they're getting their full due along with the rest of those elements, the heart self and the spirit self, the will self. So that's the other overarching bit of that reading.
Cool. As I'm sitting here packing to go back to Mexico.
Very nice.
Let's see. So... because I didn't have as much time to look at this. Oh, look where you're all packed up. So you have, you have a Virgo ascendant and the full moon in Virgo right now. That affects you kind of physically, I would presume. Like you're feeling a little stressed by everything right now. I mean, you're packing, of course, you're stressed by everything right now, but it's sort of double duty. It's like, kind of stressed. Are you a little edgy?
Hmm.
No?
No. I was about a week ago.
Oh, well. That doesn't help me at all. Okay.
It's not his job to help you, astrologer.
I know. Excuse me. I'm having trouble with my da-da-da-da. I need to get this back. Well, okay. Let me call you later and do this, Trout, because I'm having trouble with my program.
Okay.
Her program's offline at the
moment. Oh, there we go. Okay. Sorry,
I'm going to continue my interpretive narrative of Lynn.
Well, I'm
for you listening.
The entertainment this morning, please.
For you listening at home, we have steam coming out of Lynn's right ear at the moment as she her fingers are furiously working the buttons of her. Calculating device, we'll call that.
Ooh, money should be going kind of smoothly for you at the moment, but it probably does most of the time anyway. Assuming, because you have this sort of a large gathering of planets in the very, very most personal and very most spiritual places.
Wow.
So, Does that ring any? So that's, those are two like physical body things, and then having a really good spiritual sense is very important to you, and is the way to do it. And then there's all this. Let's see, and Venus in the fifth house. You want to play?
Oh yeah.
I know you too well.
Yeah,
to
it's, well, it was also, you know, again, echoing the cards. I always like it when these things go together. But that sense of playfulness, it's right there, sort of bursting right around the corner.
And this should be also, as far as any sort of work enterprise goes, kind of a nice, a good time for that. And you're, because you have Chiron, who is the, that was the wounded healer guy. You have that in Pisces. So part of course, your mission in this particular life is to help people heal. That's in the sixth house right now. So that, keep doing that. And, but it's also, I mean, it's transiting. Chiron's transiting in the sixth house, and it's, but you are here to help people here because you have Chiron and just about conjunct your sun sign. And that's all in the fifth house. You've got a loaded little fifth house, which is, that's the playpen of the zodiac. That's about creativity and romance. It's not about stable relationships so much, but it's about romance and creativity.
The flash and the drama.
Yeah, it's ruled by Leo.
Okay. Yeah, that's awesome, Lynn. I'm not as familiar with astrology as I am with the tarot, so that's, I really like that insight into that.
So, yeah, I'll do more for you sometime.
Okay, sweet.
Okay.
All right.
Bon voyage.
Thank you.
Okay. Bon appétit.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And,
it's always, that was good.
Always fun when long time friends and other volunteers are warm us up early. Now that Lynn's got her calculating device all whipped into shape, we practiced on Trout. We invite your call, 503-231-8187. Again, you can also like us on Facebook. We have passed 350 fans on Facebook.
Excellent.
It's that landmark. Onwards to 400, I say. Onwards. And you can also email us positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. And good morning.
Or bring in a pie. It's pie.
That's right. It is pie day. Good morning, Shabid. You're on the air.
Shabid. Love your show always. I usually come in on the tail end and never get a chance to get a reading, so I'm really excited today.
Well, congratulations on dialing early. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm glad it's Friday.
Yes.
My birth dates are April 6th, 1955, and it's 8:12 a.m.
A.M. Very good. Got it down. And where might that have been, Chad?
I'm sorry, Elyria, Ohio.
Leary?
Elyria. It's just outside of Cleveland, Ohio.
Well, can you spell that for me? Because I write it in.
E-L-Y-R-I-A.
Thank you very much.
Little known fact, I've never been to Ohio.
I always call it Delirious Ohio.
And why? What else would you do?
And that's, that works
there's
rather
no
well,
other
I
choice
think.
There.
All right.
Every other show of the Twilight Zone, Rod Serling came out and said, film somewhere in Ohio.
Oh, yeah. I've had friends from Ohio. I personally, I've never been there. I don't know.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's good.
All right. Well, I have been shuffling like a mad fool while we've been engaged in this delightful banter. And all right, Shavid, what I have for you is, wow, it's all you're really focusing right now. And there's a big call to focus on the mental and the spiritual and how these things work together. There is the Three of Blades. It speaks of finding those who, when you're thinking with them, when you're being with them, when you're puzzling through things, the energy is greater than the sum of its parts, right? Those people who ideas just germinate when you get together and start talking,
right?
Those people. We have, you know, many friends in our lives have slightly I don't want to say different roles, but there's different things that come that are brought out from ourselves around different people. And there are those that we can just absolutely relax and be in the heart space and have no pretense and have no, you know, and it's just that comfortable, warm, you know, emotional stuff. There are the people that we'd love to run around and do things with and you know, maybe have jogging partners or, you know, people we love to go skiing with, you know, stuff like that. But then there are those people that when we start talking and having conversations, ideas just fly and they spark off each other and you're able to pull your attentions together and focus in a way that is super satisfying to the brain, to the intellect, to that part of yourself that wants to be analytical and figure things out. So it's a good time to be with those people and to pull together those perspectives, because there is a little transition that's happening in your life right now. You have the card of reversal. In this deck, it's called reversal. In traditional decks, it's the hanged one. And this is a card of, I want to say, submission. It's a card of knowing that things are happening. It's what's going on. It's right. The universe around us. And there you are. And you know that there is, we co-create our existences. I totally believe that. But there is also the current that carries us. And it's yours right now to sort of be aware that you are in the current. And to, it's an act of knowing that your perspective can shift a lot easier than your circumstance.
That's definitely very fitting.
And then ultimately, also have the moon card. And the moon card talks about getting deeply in touch with that visionary part of yourself, with that the dream-centered self, with the subconscious self. And again, it's all about the shifting in perspectives back and forth from regular consciousness to dream consciousness.
Perfect.
Okay. And that's, and basically two out of three cards are the major arcana, so I'm going to say that this is a pretty intense time for you.
Definitely so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so that's what the cards say. I look to Lynn. Thanks. Do the cards need to say more, Lynn?
No, the cards, okay, are, good. Cards are good. So the stuff that I was talking about with Mars and Uranus, and so you're in Aries, and Uranus is in Aries right now, and you've got that in the 10th house, which right next to Mercury and Pisces, which is an interesting, I have that flipped, but when you have like water and fire together, it can be kind of steamy, and Mercury has usually how you communicate. So you might not always communicate as directly as your thought patterns. You know, you're thinking, ah, blah, 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 and you're thinking things directly, but not always saying them directly. But right now, all that stuff is aspected, but it's also in the 10th house, which is, that's how people see you. So you are meant for big things.
Cool.
What might those be, he says. That, my friend, is up to you. But, he's an Aries. He's going to tell me what those big things are. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so Uranus and Mercury are pulling you in unexpected directions. Does that make any sense to you right now?
Yeah, definitely so, yeah.
Yeah, you expect the unexpected right now, and you might be a little crabby with people, but just tell them that your nervous system is being pulled and pushed around at this particular time. But it's a time of really bright ideas for you, too, I would say. Now, the other thing that you've got Cancer on the ascendant, which is in Jupiter. Jupiter's transiting that right now, and Pluto is transiting your descendant. So that, to me, is, what do I want to say? It's like the future and the past are pulling at you in a sort of a very deep way.
That sounds very, very fitting.
Well, it's does that help at all, though? That's my
overall, I would say that Lynn and I are in full agreement that this is a period of some intensity for you. You probably already know that.
For sure.
But again,
strap yourself in. It's going to be a bumpy ride, but
it's
a good
about
one.
Perspective, and you're going. You're. It's there's so much strength here. There is so much strength here. So it's about perspective. It's about shifting perspective as needed. And it's bumpy right now, but it's going to be really, really cool.
But just if it's any consolation, it's bumpy for everybody right now.
For sure.
I don't know if that could be cold comfort. I don't mean it to be. But career things, I would say, are shifting, moving, but you have some really great ideas.
Well, it seems like good energy for me right now in that sense. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much, ladies.
Yeah, thank you.
Have a wonderful day and weekend.
You take care.
Thanks for listening.
And you are listening to your community radio station. This is Positively Revolting. Excuse me. Lynn and myself are celebrating the spring. You can tell the spring is already celebrating me. I've been snorkeling and sneezing.
Well, everything is blooming at the same time this year.
Well, yeah, I think I've said that the last 4 years.
I know.
I think we just got to get used to the new pattern, right? Yeah. Wow, this again, I can't imagine.
Daphne and daffodils at the same time.
At the same time is a little weird.
Yeah.
It's a little weird. But I can, So... coming above the snorkeling, we are here with you on this Friday morning celebrating the spring equinox. And we say, hey, come on in. You can call us 503-231-8187. You can email us positivelyrevolting@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook, where you can find us at facebook.com/positivelyrevolting. And you can like our fan page there, follow along all week, stay in touch. We like that. It's a little community of the air.
Yeah.
And we say good morning to our next caller. We say good morning to our next caller, Laura. Good morning, Laura.
Hi.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Thanks for calling in this morning.
Well, thanks for being there this morning.
You're welcome.
And every Friday morning, for that matter, actually.
Well, thanks. It's our pleasure.
What can we do for you?
Lynn's going to want your birthday.
My birthday, May 16th, 1961.
Do you know what time?
8:19 p.m.
And where did this blessed event happen?
Oh, in the illustrious location of Washington, D.C.
Oh. People are born there.
People are born there. Never lived there a day in my life, but I was born there.
Oh, funny. There you go. Well, I will start off with your tarot reading.
Wonderful.
And I'd say I'm nearly there. How's the spring treating you so far, Laura?
Well, you know, I'm looking for things to kind of turn around and improve in my life a little bit, actually.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what direction that might come from. Let's see. For you, my dear, what I'm seeing is, some of the difficulties that you're having is actually stemming from stagnation.
Yeah.
And so looking at how you can refresh the energy, especially around family. And family can either be family of origin or chosen family. It's those that we are bonded with, that we know we can rely on those folks. They have our backs. Even if there's bumpiness and tension sometimes, they're our clan, they're our pod, right?
Okay.
And there are some relationships that have fallen into some old patterns that you want to really refresh, because these are the folks that you celebrate with, and these are the folks whose lives you celebrate. So it's looking at how you can let go of things that need to be let go of. It's how you can celebrate what is there that is special. But it's refreshing those relationships.
Okay.
And looking at what's happening right now as a part of your life's lessons, it's really... just at one of the, it's a part of the nexus of this path, this life for you, this particular road you're on, right? That it has somewhat far-reaching implications in terms of what you're here for, what you need to be doing, what your special offerings are in this life.
Okay.
And it's also very important that you pay attention to your physical health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that you're nurturing your own body as well as trying to take care of projects and plans. Don't neglect yourself in that mix.
Okay. Yeah. That all really, really resonates.
Okay.
For sure. Yes. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
And to show you how the universe is cooperating with you in what you need, what Ani just talked about, I will talk to you about your chart. Right now, Pluto is at the very base, at the bottom of your chart, which is like right by the fourth house, which is family, friends, home, mm-hmm. home. Are you doing, so I don't know if you're, I don't know, that's not necessarily moving, but there's like some very deep things going on there. And but you have Venus transiting in the fourth house also in Aquarius, which is, you know, poor Venus has been wanting to get out of, take her business suit off and do a little playing for a long time. So, and other stuff that's passing through your fifth house for fun, because I think that's probably something that might be a little bit lacking these days. I could be, but that's happening to a lot of us.
Uh-huh.
And you've got, right now, you've got Pisces in the sixth house, which has to do with health and work and, but sort of physical health issues. And that is being pulled big time by this full moon in Virgo, which opposes that. So that's that, as Ani described, that rubber band thing that I was... Yeah. So you're just feeling things a lot lately. I mean, there's times when we can go through stuff and not go through things in life and not be quite feeling everything to our toes, but I would say that you kind of are these days.
Yeah, right down to it, having a genuine physical effect on me. So can I anticipate that lightening up a little bit?
Yeah, well, things move, they go, but you're going to have Pluto is right at the beginning of your fourth house. There's going to be all sorts of really deep things that are going to be happening at the core of your being, but also in your home. So the thing with Pluto is you can run, but you can't hide, but also it's always something that's really important for it to happen. Stuff always happens in life, and things will never, you know, I know the stagnation part you might be feeling is, let me get see where Saturn is there, because that can make us feel heavy and stagnated, uh-huh. but it's been trining the sun these days, and you can at least, which sort of helps it move around a little bit. But as I recall, it was retrograde for a while. I'm trying to think now. I don't think it is right now. I'm looking. Yeah, that's all going to start. Of course it's going to move, but this stuff with Pluto takes a long time to move. Venus is, but take this time while Venus is still in your fourth house to in a very movable sign, an air sign, Aquarius, uh-huh. which helps you. And the thing about Aquarius that's nice is it's a big picture, but not necessarily, you can be a little bit detached from some of the heaviness that goes through. And, you know, you're a Taurus. The one thing you got to do is move. Physically move, like, you know, Tai Chi, yoga, just get out and take a walk.
Yeah.
Physical movement helps other things move in your body, with you.
Well, I just became a volunteer with the Humane Society to be a dog walker.
So excellent idea. What a good idea.
Going.
Yes. That is a really great idea.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, yes. So things, of course, things will move, but you've got to move them.
Right. Damn. Okay.
I know. I feel the same way.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your call this morning.
Thank you so much. You all are wonderful. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much.
Let's talk to Kristen. Good morning, Kristen. You're on the air. You're on the air momentarily. The engineering pixie. She grows extra arms because I surprise her sometimes. Good morning, Kristen. You're on the air.
Good morning, and thank you for being positively revolting.
It's our pleasure.
It's my pleasure as well, for many years now.
Oh, nice.
Thank you.
Let's see, Lynn will want your birth stuff, your deets.
That's August 11th, 1964, 9:04 in the morning, Portland, Oregon.
Okay, 9:04 in the morning a.m.
So another person that's been here. Have you actually lived in Portland your whole life?
Or yes.
Nice.
She's
me too.
She's a native, not a local.
That's right. And thanks for calling in this morning, Kristen.
Oh, thank you for providing this excellent service to us.
You know, it seems like a good time to celebrate together as we turn this wheel of the year, as we look at the spring and renewal and balance. What else could we do, right? It was the only thing that made sense. All right. And for you, the cards are looking pretty bright, starting with the Sun card. So you are tapped into that renewal that is happening all around us. And the more you can tap that springtime energy, you know, you are in touch and becoming more so in touch with that sense of play, with the connectedness. It is a fine time for you to really just take full advantage of that and move forward with projects to really allow yourself to flourish, because it is just about the highest energy that you've had for a while.
Yes.
And along with that is the Nine of Pentacles talks about the flow of the material world. It talks about having enough and making sure that as you have enough, others around you have enough. It's the giving without expectations. It's the receiving because it's there to receive. It's about the flow. And it really talks about the more you can be a part of the flow, the more your needs will be met. As opposed to, you know, there are some people who are, they kind of get into a space where things are maybe okay for a minute and they start wanting to hang on and put away savings. And I don't want to talk bad about savings. It's not like savings are a bad idea. But that's one way of security. Another way of security is knowing that you're in relationship that give and share freely.
Good. Potlatch.
Exactly so. Exactly so. And then you also have the Moon card, my dear, which means that this you have the Sun and the Moon, okay? So there's expansiveness, there's playfulness of spirit, there's that interconnectedness, there's that solar drive. There's also a really deep pull to get into a calm and reflective state, to really think about the when I say think, I don't really mean with your brain, I mean with your spirit, to really get into where you're going and what your vision is, and to bring forth the visions that maybe have taken a back seat for more practical concerns for a while. It's time to really highlight the dream self and highlight the deep subconscious and see what you can do to help pull it forth again.
Good.
So that's what I have for you.
Thank you.
And again, a fairly intense period of time. You've got two major arcana, and to have two in a three card reading is pretty. It's pretty high energy, I would say. So
excellent.
Yes.
Well, I'm not worried about your self confidence particularly. You have Leo in the first Sun and Leo in the first house. You're like a double Leo with a Libra moon. Very nice combination. Good thinking when you were coming into this world. and right now, yeah, that full moon is like going through your second house, so it's a very good time to attract stuff. I know, your future's so bright, you got to wear shades. Let's see.
That was pretty much what I was saying.
I know. yeah, interesting enough, like, you know, I don't know how you feel about past life things, but you've been in the past maybe famous, you know, pretty successful. Right now it's more about personal things and dealing with service in some ways. Does that make sense to you?
It feels good.
Good. Well, then that is a very good sign indeed. And yeah, because you've got Pisces in the eighth house, which is how we, a lot of times, how we garner things to ourselves. And that's a kind of a nice spiritual placement for your eighth house. Ms. Haynes herself has that placement. That's, it's like how we can get things from other people, or inheritances, or ways that you can bring money in. And if that's in Pisces, it's like definitely service, or in the olden days they would have said you should be a nun, but we don't do that anymore. It would be in some religious order, which could be, or your the same amount of work, of course, goes for working for a nonprofit.
Which is a lot like a religious
order. I know. That's what I'm saying. So that sort of thing is what's going to bring you satisfaction, which is an important thing, I think.
Yes.
And let's see. Where is Pluto? And Pluto is going through your sixth house, it kind of aspects things, and you have your sixth house is devoid of planets, but that doesn't mean there isn't energy there. So health things, just make sure, it shouldn't be anything nasty, I don't think, but just make sure it's a really good time to be taking care of yourself, like it's not always a good time to be taking care of yourself. Right. I mean, that's silly. But that is not a bad idea at all. Did you have any specific question?
I'm not ready to be a nun yet.
No. I don't want you to be a nun. I mean, unless you want to be. I'm just saying, in the olden days, in old astrology, people would have said that sort of thing. I'm just saying that what you do has to have some sort of purpose and meaning. I've just been reading some articles lately about the purpose and happiness. How can they collide? You know, what do they actually mean? And I would say that's something really important for you to decide.
Yeah, how could they be separated ever anyway?
Apparently some people think so. But good. I'm glad that that you have come upon that. But you know, you can, as they say, do whatever you set your heart to doing, but it has to be heartfelt.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Happy spring.
Yeah.
And to you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And, yeah, look at that. We've got 13 minutes left.
The time flies as usual.
It so does, doesn't it? It so does. Well, let's go ahead and talk to Patricia. Good morning, Patricia. You're on the air. Good morning, Patricia. Perhaps Patricia has walked...
I have reading to follow.
Oh, there we go. Well, you know, every reading has its own unique moments. It's... and certainly we're seeing really a spectrum. Oftentimes we have more of folks in common, you mm-hmm. know, but I'm feeling a little bit more like we are all across the board this morning. Some of us sort of jumping over all life's hurdles, and some of us having a few more of them popping up in front of us. Big as life and twice as natural.
So give me your deets, Patricia, if you will.
Okay, March 17th, 1958.
Happy almost birthday.
1958. What time?
4:19 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Oakland, California.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, thanks, Lynn.
Suddenly I noticed there was dead air.
And suddenly, Lynn and I switch spaces, and Lynn provides the background moments. All right. Well, thanks for calling in this morning, Patricia. And
do you have any particular questions?
No, not at this point.
Okay.
Maybe I will in a minute. Okay. Wow, okay, so you have all three of your cards are major arcana. So that's the theme this morning, actually, is this is a period of way high intensity for people.
I was saying that.
You were, and now I believe you.
All right.
Because I don't know so much about astrology, but I know when my cards start doing this. Wee. It's a, you know, every day is a little like sticking your fingers in the light socket right now.
Mm-hmm. Very well put.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I got away with words. My mom's told me. Okay, so what I have for you, Patricia, is first the card of the Empress. And this is a card that talks about everything you really need, you already have within yourself. You have, this is an empowered time.
Those ruby slippers.
You could go home all along. It's a very empowered time. And sometimes it's hard to remember that. And at the same junction, you have the card of the Fool. So you have, I'm just going to lay it out there. You have the Empress, the Fool, and the Moon. So you're the third person to get the Moon card today. And I can't even tell you, man. Those three cards together are putting chills up my spine. So the Empress is all about what you already have within. It's expansiveness. It's inner wisdom, inner power, a deep connection to your own mysteries. And as the Fool, it's getting rid of the preconceived notions so that your inner wisdom can really guide you. The Fool is at the zero point. It's before starting. It's the place of stillness and wonder. And the Moon, again, that deep sense of connectedness to spirit, to the subconscious, to your own vision and imagination. It's an extremely powerful time. Journal like mad, or however it is you express yourself. If you write, write. If you work clay, work clay. If you haven't figured out how you express yourself yet, this is that time to figure out a mode of expression, because you've got a lot of inner wisdom and inner power that is absolutely accessible to you. So that's what cool. I have.
So, you, Pisces sister, well, right now is your solar return, our sort of yearly solar return, which usually feels pretty good. A lot of times it's very tense coming right up to it. I used to just have the worst Februaries in the world, and I somehow switched that around, or it got switched around or whatever, and I'm happy about that right now. But that's one reason we want to celebrate our birthdays sometimes. And you have Pisces in the fifth house, which is what a lovely, creative place to be. Right now, it is idea time. There are the planets, and then there are these asteroids that a woman named Zip, I can't remember her last name. Some people, they started to interpret these asteroids in between Saturn and Uranus as these are like the more feminine aspects of the zodiac, because, you know, pretty much it's all guys except for Venus. And even the Moon is thought of that way. It's sort of male energy. And as we get out of patriarchy and into more equitable situations. So one of them is called Pallas Athene. Now, she sprang out of, she's not the most feminine of the asteroids because she sprang out of her father's head. Oh, where was her mother? We don't know. But it's about ideas. And you've got that like right at the top of your chart right now. So it is, you must be just chock full of ideas at the moment. Yes, no?
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. She said. Okay. And it's
she's
time.
Taking it all in.
Okay. And so this is a really good time to sort of, especially because as a Pisces, we've got Saturn kind of, well, it's trining the sun. It's a really good time. Saturn trining the sun. Saturn is about structure. It's a really good time to make those ideas happen. I'm feeling, as a Pisces myself, that I've been really blocked for a long time, and things are starting to feel clearer. It's not necessarily more relaxed because we still have all that stuff going on with Uranus and Mercury and Mars, but it's a time, it's a better time than a long time to get your ideas out there. and make them substantive, make them into, you know, bring forth, give birth to your creativity.
Cool.
Did you have any other question? We've only got a couple minutes.
That's good stuff to ponder.
All right.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Ponder on. And again, ponder the Empress, the Fool, and the Moon all wrapped together. And this is an amazing start to your personal new year.
Yeah, and remember that Jupiter's in a water sign now too, so there's it can be some luck involved. Big time. You've got that trining your son too, so have fun.
So
be creative. Go forth.
And now with 5 minutes left, I don't know that we really have time to, well, indulge in another person, because these tend to take a little bit longer than that. I can say that Teresa's been sending me the funniest Swami Beyond Ananda quotes I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, here they are.
but maybe we don't really want to spend the last 5 minutes talking about Swami Beyond Ananda quotes either. Except I will actually say the bad news, there is no key to the universe. The good news, it was never locked. Yes, I do like that very much.
There was another one that was good here too. What was it?
No,
that's enough, she says.
But we do thank you for listening. We do this from time to time, generally around the high holy days, the cross-quarter holidays. We be in that, you know, earth-based spirituality, goddess-centered path sort of stuff.
And it felt like a really good time for folks to center on themselves a little bit. Everything's kind of wound tight, and news-wise, things are up, out, and all over the place. So this really seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah.
And the right time to do.
Well, and I got to say, it's a good time, just generally, the sort of energy of the day card, a good time generally, again, to speak our truth, to speak truth to power. It's always a good day for that here on Positively Revolting, isn't it? But to really know that sometimes even what you have to say is not going to be well received or easily received, doesn't get you off the hook. You still have to say it. And it is the time that we really show our own light so that we can help each other find the way.
And think before you push send these
days.
Yes, That's
think
what I'm saying
before
too.
You push send. Perhaps wait till the end of the day and send a digest format.
Yeah.
And I want to let you know, coming up today on KABU, your community radio station, at 9 o'clock, Vandana Shiva and Andy Kimbrell of the Center for Food Safety will talk about the safe food movement versus agrochemical giants Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, and Syngenta. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints, investigative news radio with Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock on Radio Zine, Rob Okun talks about the collection of essays he edited, Voice Mail. There's a different spelling. It's mail. The Untold Story of the Pro-Feminist Men's Movement. I always, you know, do puns come across on the radio? I don't. And at 11:30 on the Radio Zine, writer, performer, and Fisher poet Mo Boustern talks about the release of Report from Yuyak Bay, an audio zine that features an update of the 1997 story of the accidental death of a Kodiak brown bear in Yuyak Bay. We want to thank all of you KABU members for your generous support. You, in fact, are what keeps us on the air. If you have not donated to KABU lately, if you have not been a contributor, if you are not a KABU member currently, please, please, please,
No worries. You can fix that.
Take care of that now. You can go to kboo.fm, click donate today, and support your community and support your community radio station. With that, we bid you a fondue for yet one more week. We will be back with you next Friday morning, the day after Equinox.
Hoo-hoo.
Positively revolting as ever.
Bye.
There comes a time when every second ends. cast your vote.
Cable Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Bear Witness, a storytelling night to celebrate the release of Extra Tough number 6.75, Report from Uyak Bay, Thursday, March 20th, 7 p.m. at the Jack London Bar, 529 Southwest 4th Avenue in Portland. Bear Witness features Vanessa Rennick, Laura Messersmith-Glavin, Mo Baustern, Judith Arcana, and Tim Griffey. Again, that's Thursday, March 20th at 7 p.m. at the Jack London Bar. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Don't let Rupert Murdoch control your newscasts. The KBOO Evening News provides breaking news about local issues, from water fluoridation to immigration raids. We bring you daily coverage of what's going on in Portland, Cascadia, and around the world. Tune in every weekday at 5 for the KBOO Evening News on KBOO, your community radio station.
This is KBOO Portland. The time is 9:01. Coming up, let's hear Vandana Shiva and Andy Kimbrell of the Center for Food Safety talking about the safe food movement versus agrochemical giants Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, and Syngenta. Stay tuned.
TUC Radio, time of useful consciousness. The safe food movement versus agrochemical giants, Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Syngenta, and more. Campaigns for labeling genetically engineered food have swept the U.S. from California to Washington and on to Connecticut, Maine, and Alaska, Oregon, and Vermont. Actually, by January 2014, according to the Center for Food Safety, 26 states had introduced mandatory labeling legislation. People who participated in these campaigns realized with surprise and shock that they were fighting for a right that is already guaranteed in 64 other countries, including all the industrial democracies that we compare ourselves to. The other shocking discovery was that such a simple and obvious demand, the right to know what food we put into our bodies, was challenged wherever it was about to be codified via ballot proposals or state legislation by a powerful and extremely well-funded lobby. Foremost among them, of course, the agrochemical corporations, such as Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, Syngenta, Bayer, BASF, and junk food manufacturers such as Kraft Foods, PepsiCo, and Coca-Cola. It was their money that led to narrow defeats of Truth in Labeling in California and Washington State. Now, at the beginning of the year 2014, these corporations and their lobbyists in Washington and their trade associations, among them the Grocery Manufacturers Association, have moved their campaigns up by a huge quantitative leap. Instead of fighting pro-labeling in legislation state by state, they're formulating legislation at the federal level, outlawing any state's right to label GMOs. Simultaneously, an international trade agreement, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that is currently being negotiated, apparently includes language written by biotech corporations outlawing GMO labelings for all 11 member states of the TPP. That includes the U.S., Canada, Mexico, China, Australia, New Zealand, Chile, and Japan. Why, one wonders, is the addition of a dozen letters on a food package contains GMOs worth millions of dollars to influence the vote, more millions to buy off members of Congress, to ban labeling across the U.S., and even to ban labeling under international trade for most of the world's population? And what does the secrecy have to do with the efforts by Dow Chemical Corporation, culminating in the first weeks of 2014, to introduce new corn and soy seeds that are genetically engineered to be sprayed with 2,4-D? That's a component of the infamous Agent Orange. By February 13 of 2014, the Center for Food Safety expanded their campaign to stop Dow Chemical's Agent Orange crops to influence the approval process before the USDA. During the war in Vietnam, the United States used Agent Orange as a chemical defoliant. It caused both lasting environmental damage in Southeast Asia and birth defects and medical problems for the people of Vietnam and for veterans. Now Dow Chemical wants approval to use 2,4-D on American ag land and food. Vandana Shiva and Andy Kimball, who have dedicated their lives to alerting us to the danger of genetic engineering, came to California in the fall of 2013. Their goal was to explain the hidden history of the corporate experimentation with life. Shiva and Kimbrell are also among the few people who deeply understand the extraordinary expansion of ownership and patent rights to life, seeds, and even the smallest building blocks of life, DNA, genes, and cell lines. Vandana Shiva trained in quantum physics and became a seed saver and ecologist in 1982. She and her organization, Navdanya, resist the spread of genes.